primary results occurred during the week in anticipation of Super Tuesday. Former President Donald Trump easily swept both the South Carolina and Michigan primaries, while the Democrats had an election in only the latter state. There, despite a push to send President Biden a protest over his Israel policy by voting for an uncommitted delegate slate, he also easily won his electoral contest. Biden and Trump should have enough bound first delegate support to claim their respective party nominations by March 19th. A very surprising general election poll in Maine was released from the Pan-Atlantic Research Organization in Portland and shows what can happen when multiple candidates gain strength in a political campaign. The poll finds former President Trump topping President Biden in what was previously a state largely unattainable for Republican presidential candidates. The numbers project Mr. Trump leading the president 38-32%, with 21% saying they would vote for another candidate. The other candidates were not identified, but it is reasonable to assume that most of these New Englanders choosing to support a candidate other than Messrs. Biden or Trump would be headed to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Results such as this could send the presidential campaign into uncharted territory. The surprising end to New York redistricting is the legislature's own plan, which is a least change map from the court's original footprint. This very likely means that the 2024 New York congressional playing field will be very similar to what we saw in 2022. The Empire State Republicans still face very difficult challenges in equaling how well they did in the previous election. Clearly, the New York redistricting situation ended in a best-case scenario for the GOP. We are now seeing a retirement reversal trend taking hold. This week, Montana 2nd District Congressman Matt Rosendale, after entering the Republican Senate race for just 7 days, will now actively pursue a re-election campaign. With the incumbent returning, it remains to be seen just how many of the 9 announced GOP candidates will continue campaigning. Mr. Rosendale becomes the 3rd House member to announce that he would not be seeking re-election, only to change course and run again. The others are Representatives Pat Fallon of Texas and Indiana's Victoria Spartz. Tennessee Congressman Mark Green, who recently announced his own retirement, also may be in the process of changing his mind. The House open seat count now recedes to 48. If Congressman Green decides to file, the number drops to 47. Once the 3 special elections are held, the total number of House open seats will reduce even further to 44. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.